With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It is 35 degrees out there. We'll take a look at your chilly forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Approaching 2 years since Winter Storm Uri shut down the Texas power grid, College Station City Councilman Dennis Maloney wants state lawmakers to apply some of the $33 billion surplus towards reimbursing those who paid what he described as exorbitant electric rates.
It costs everyone, individuals and municipalities, a lot of money. I think a total of about $3 billion. I know the city of College Station dished out $48,333,000 for overpriced electricity.
Speaking on our show, Maloney says companies who were able to overcharge for producing power during the winter storm were flat out wrong. $55 million of improvements serving 9,400 customers of the Welborn Water District are in various stages of completion.
General Manager Campbell Young says this November is the target for completing a new water tower. The $3 million tower is currently being bid. Young says a $45 million system improvement plan is expected to be online by the middle of next year. That involves adding 13 miles of water pipeline from the Welborn Tower to a treatment plant and pump station that will have the capacity of 1 million gallons of ground storage. Project also has new wells north of Bryan, and $7 million will be spent on either additional wells or expanding the Welborn District Surface Water Treatment Plant. Bill Oliver, 1620-945 WTAW.
Thousands of dollars in cash and property was taken last week at the Hindu Society of the Brazos Valley Temple south of College Station. Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy David Wilcox says investigators have found no reason to believe this is more than a building burglary.
There was nothing left that was derogatory in nature, nothing that would lead us to believe that this is a hate crime or religiously motivated.
Brazos County Crime Stoppers has shared a video from the temple showing two people were involved in the January 11th burglary and theft. Check out that video on WTAW's social media. Anyone with information is asked to contact Crime Stoppers or the Sheriff's Office. Two brothers from Burton are arrested by College Station police following multiple loud music complaints at their rental house. The arrest came after officers responded for the seventh time in 16 days to a home on Southern Trace Drive, which is behind the intersection of Fitch and Welborn. The older brother used multiple profanities to describe neighbors who called police, adding that the neighbors should understand dealing with noise because they live in College Station. 20-year-old Matthew and 18-year-old Timothy Morrison were arrested for disorderly conduct and minors in possession. They were released from jail after posting bonds, promising to make court appearances. Someone who does not live at one of the high-rise apartment complexes in the Northgate District is arrested by the College Station Fire Marshal's Office. The arrest report indicates there was video showing 23-year-old Xavion Hemphill of College Station pulling a fire alarm at the Standard Apartments the afternoon of January 8th. That resulted in an evacuation of the complex and a CSFD response. Hemphill told CSFD investigators he lived in a first-floor unit that apartment management said was a model unit that nobody lives in. Hemphill is away trial on the false alarm charge and two counts of criminal trespassing. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 35 degrees. More news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-945 WTAW.
Weather's brought to you by Malik Plumbing. Septic tanks are backing up due to heavy rainfall. Call Malik Plumbing today to schedule your septic tank inspection before disaster strikes your home. Malik, feel the difference.
Look for a lot of sunshine today. We'll see temperatures reach the upper 50s by mid to late afternoon. Clouds will be moving back in overnight. A few showers after midnight. Breezy, mid 40s. Showers and thunderstorms Tuesday. A couple of these could be strong. Windy, 55. Early showers, then mostly cloudy Tuesday night. Upper 30s. Partly sunny, low 50s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-945 WTAW.
11 minutes after 8 o'clock, Dusty filling in for Scott live here in the WC Tractor Studio, your local Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Want to go to the text messages here. Chelsea, I think we had a traffic update. Looks like police have closed Dodge at South College.
That is what the text says. Yeah. Police have blocked Dodge at South College. Southbound traffic is being diverted to Texas Avenue. So not quite sure what's going on there, but if you're in the area, you may want to look to go a different route and just know that southbound traffic, again, this is Dodge at South College, southbound traffic being diverted to Texas Avenue.
Hmm. And, you know, if you have some game day traditions, we're still taking those text messages. It looked like we had a few of those. But if you want to send us some in, well, you can send us that as well as any traffic updates. We appreciate it. We don't know.
Yeah.
When we got here, we don't know. Traffic was clean.
Yeah, we don't. Zach and I don't even have windows.
No, we can't see
and
outside.
Dusty can only see so much outside of his window. So we do appreciate when you guys text us in that stuff just so we can obviously alert other drivers on the road who happen to be listening. But yeah, text us anytime, 979-695-1620.
So I'm not sure at what point in your life you get so bored where you say, I think I'm going to make it where my fish can play video games.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But a guy did.
All right.
Okay.
He set up a grid behind the fishbowl and some motion detection software and then associated wherever the fish went.
Okay.
With different buttons in the game.
All right.
So whenever the fish would swim around, he would randomly hit buttons in this Pokemon game on a Nintendo Switch.
So really, he's playing the game, but via what his fish's actions.
His fish's actions, so he wanted to see if random swimming of the fish could ever beat the game.
Did it?
Eventually, after 3,200 hours.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot of free
what
time.
What is this guy doing?
So he let the fish play on and on, but the fish also committed credit card fraud while he was there.
Oh, no!
How? Okay.
The game crashed. And while the game, but his computer was still running and the fish stole $4 from his credit card, bought a new avatar, changed his username.
What?
Just because it started pushing random buttons by swimming around.
That's some fish.
Yeah, so it went 1,100 hours before it froze. Well, he watched this fish play a video game.
Do you think the fish
might nuts?
Do you think the fish might have gone out of its mind at that point? I mean, if I was the owner, I certainly would have. I would have started something like that. But I mean, the fish that much time in front of a screen, that's not good for the fish. It's
didn't
not good
think
for
about
kids.
That.
It's not good for
yeah.
the fish.
Wonder how his eyesight was affected.
Yeah, he probably has to wear those gray
blue light
readers.
Glasses.
Yeah, those blue light glasses now
for the fish.
For the
he
fish
needs
size.
A blue light.
Blue
well,
light
you could do a whole
on the bowl.
Exactly. Oh.
Did it say,
exactly.
Did
like
it
a
say
panel.
What kind of fish it was?
It does not say what kind of fish it was.
Okay.
He was just you've heard of the if you give a monkey a typewriter enough time, he could compose Shakespeare. Well, this was kind of his theory with the fish.
Okay, interesting.
If you hit enough random buttons, you eventually can beat this Pokemon game.
Mm-hmm.
Average gamer about 30 hours. The fish took 3,200. So,
okay.
Somebody texted in. Someone needs a job.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, they do.
No doubt about that. But you know, at first I went, I don't care about a fish. But then I found it. The more I read it, the more fascinating it got.
My question
to me.
Is, how
mostly
do you feel? How
why?
Do you feel if you haven't beaten that game?
Oh, you're not as smart as the fish. Well, just the fish hadn't enough time. That's the
I guess.
Problem.
That's
it's the
true.
Same thing with A&M. They would always win every game if they just
we had
enough
time.
17 after 8 o'clock. Someone who chose something different with their time other than training a fish to play a video game or actually just randomly letting a fish push buttons. This is Louisiana, not Florida, which is actually shocking.
Okay.
And it's not a man, it's a woman. A 45-year-old woman in Louisiana who was a cafeteria worker has been arrested for selling pot brownies out of the school cafeteria.
Oh!
Is it at least a high school?
It was a high school.
Okay. At least it wasn't an elementary school. Yeah. That was the only thing. I was like, this could be worse.
At least
so
it was
she
the 14 to 17-year-old.
Yeah. Worker. They had ovens. She needed to make a little side money. And yes, she was selling the brownies at the school, not on the side while making them at the school. She was actually selling them in the cafeteria.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, it's one thing to use the ovens, but then to actually be selling it to the kids or the teachers. I guess we shouldn't blame the kids
yeah.
right out. But,
the custodians, whoever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the school district said she was hired by a staffing service and was just a fill-in employee. But
oh, yeah, that's the school district. It's not us.
Let's throw the staffing service under the bus,
yeah,
why don't we?
Absolutely.
All I know is that there's a reason why everyone was so sleepy in fifth period after lunch. And it wasn't just because their stomachs were full. Yeah, yeah,
just
exactly.
The car.
Tommy fell asleep and got a eraser stuck to his head. Yeah.
According to a study in 2020, up to 30 million workers had the skills to realistically move to new jobs that paid on average 70% more than their current job.
Really?
And do they just not know that?
Yeah, actually, I just read this and I said, huh. Well, I'm still here. Apparently, I just have no ambition.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people who are happy where they are.
Right, exactly.
A lot of people who are very comfortable where they are. It's not to say those jobs are available in your area. Maybe it would take a big move.
Yeah.
You know, kids, spouses. There's all sorts of factors.
A lot of factors.
But I bet there's a lot that just truly don't realize that they are overqualified.
Well, and I think it kind of comes back to the comfortability that you mentioned, Reeves, because people are creatures of habit. And so you get comfortable. I'm not saying it's a rut, but you just feel comfortable where you're at and you don't want to change. You don't want to have to learn about working for a new boss or new clientele, whatever.
There's so much of this, you know, maybe you're not the happiest you think you could be, but if you're not unhappy, if you're not sad, you feel like you're doing okay.
Right. Just kind of content.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden I feel underpaid.
Oh, well.
I was perfectly happy when I showed up this morning.
Well, the big man is listening in.
I was going to say, let me know if I need to get in line to go ask for a raise.
We'll just all line up outside this door.
We heard this thing on the Infomaniacs this morning. We're all overqualified.
Dusty said we are just way overqualified for this position.
Dusty said we're not getting paid enough.
Zach, you're already, you can't
you're
get
on your way out.
See, you've already let him know.
I got to put out the door. Yeah, I've already, it's too late for me now.
Too late for you to get the raise, but you know, I'm just throwing that out there.
Maybe there's hope for the others.
If Ben's listening now, he just turned around, drove back, pulled the car in the driveway.
This is like a mutiny.
Shook his head, said, never mind.
I mean, Dusty's basically the first mate of this ship, and he's leading the mutiny right now.
Never mind. It's not worth going in this Monday. Dusty's already stirred the pot. So,
hey, yeah, Dusty, quickly, we just got a text, and you're actually somebody who is qualified to answer this question. Apparently, one of our listeners is getting some bad radio reception this morning. I wasn't sure if what the atmosphere was looking like this morning, if maybe you knew.
I don't know. I mean, okay. I can check. Usually, bad pickup in the morning is more of an FM thing than an AM thing.
When you guys text in the morning and I say, oh, yeah, we'll let our engineer know.
Yeah.
That would be Dusty.
That's Dusty.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm trying to figure out what it is Scott does. I haven't looked at anything this morning. I can look and make sure we're back up on full power. But on the AM side, I couldn't tell you because
I'm not sure where this person's listening. And obviously, if their reception's bad, they might not even be able to hear our conversation now.
And
so,
on the FM side, a lot of things happen. You know, as the Earth heats up and radio signals bounce, and you see a lot of that in the mornings. But the way AM waves travel is different than FM, and you don't generally see that. Generally, the problem is before dark, we're at nighttime power. So
it changes. Right. I don't know how many people realize that, but our frequency, or I shouldn't say the frequency doesn't change.
Our power.
The power changes, yeah.
It does change when the sun comes up and when the sun goes down. Only two times on this station.
So
but
if you're on the south side of town, you start hearing the buzz out of Houston. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, on the 94.5.
Not the AM, but the FM, sorry.
Right, yeah. The FM does not change power. It stays the same all the time, but the way FM waves travel does make a difference based on time of day. And it's usually a morning thing when outside stations are skipping in, and those are a lot more powerful than our little 94.5 translator. So
it is weird, though, because some days, I mean, I picked up 1620. I want to say I was almost in Tyler.
Oh, yeah. We've had people from Abilene texting.
Yeah. Yeah. Just depends on what's going on with the clouds and the atmosphere and everything else. But those signals, I mean, they can really reach sometimes.
Yeah, especially at nighttime, which is why radio stations turn down at night.
We WTAW News time is 8:31. It's 35 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Rooster's Bike and Coffee Shop, home of the lifetime free tune-up in front of Hurricane Harry's on College Avenue. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Two people are being sought in a burglary and theft last week at the Hindu Society of the Brazos Valley Temple south of College Station. Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy David Wilcox says this type of case doesn't happen very often.
It does happen, of course, but it's not common for places of worship to be targeted for burglaries.
Wilcox says investigators do not believe this was a hate crime.
We don't have any information or any evidence that this was motivated by religious discrimination. There was no vandalism outside, of course, the breaking and entering. There was nothing left that was derogatory in nature.
Thousands of dollars in cash and property was taken. Video of the suspects that the temple shared with Brazos County Crime Stoppers is on WTAW social media. Anyone with information is asked to contact Crime Stoppers or the sheriff's office. A Bryan man who admits to four domestic violence crimes during the last 3 years is headed to prison. A plea agreement between 30-year-old Dominique Lovings and the Brazos County District Attorney's Office includes a five-year sentence. Lovings pleaded guilty to strangling the mother of his children three times during a two-month period in 2020. Lovings has been in jail since January of last year when he was arrested for violating bond conditions after contacting that victim, assaulting another woman, and being in possession of a gun. Online court records show Lovings was sentenced to 6 months for misdemeanor family assault that took place in 2010, and prosecution was barred in a 2009 case involving misdemeanor assault causing bodily injury. Weekend arrests for drunk driving in the Twin Cities include a Southeast Texas woman who was also charged with threatening to shoot four Bryan police officers and possessing two handguns in her car. According to BPD arrest reports, the car driven by 22-year-old Sarah Lopez of Liberty ran a red light at University in Boonville at a high rate of speed. The car then hit a light pole at University near Oakmont Boulevard. Lopez is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $39,000. Last week's decision by the board governing the Wellburn Water District to raise rates starting in March was in part because of capital improvements for the system that serves 9,400 customers.
Wellburn Special Utility District Manager Campbell Young says three things make up the $55 million total. $3 million for a new water tower. Bids are being solicited now. That's expected to be completed this November. $7 million going towards either expanding Wellburn SUD's surface water treatment plant or adding wells. A consulting engineer is working on an update to the district's master plan, which will determine a final decision. The remaining $45 million is expanding capacity. Completion is expected by the middle of next year, adding 13 miles of 30-inch pipeline connecting the Wellburn Tower to a treatment plant with a pump station and 1 million gallons of ground storage. That will be connected to new water wells north of Bryan. Bill Oliver, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
A College Station City Councilman wants state lawmakers to apply some of the $33 billion state surplus towards reimbursing those who paid for expensive electricity during Winter Storm Uri 2 years ago. Dennis Maloney says the way ERCOT was set up, College Station utilities paid more than $48 million in overpriced electricity.
State legislators, please go back in there and take that $2, $3 billion and pay back everyone that had to pay this exorbitant rate.
Maloney says he does not get why companies that generate power got to overcharge.
If I'm a store owner or a gas station owner and there's a flood or an emergency, I can't double, triple, quadruple, or change 10,000 times more than what it's worth. But if I own an electrical company, I can. That's flat out wrong.
Speaking on our show, Maloney says another funding source for the reimbursements is the state's rainy day fund. There is pushback on legislation filed by State Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham to ban citizens and investors from China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea from buying land in Texas. Opposition comes from State Representative Gene Wu of Houston, who was born in China, and after immigrating to the United States, his parents bought a home.
We worked hard, we saved up, and we built our American dream. And that dream, for many of the people in this state, may come to an end.
Wu says Kolkhorst's bill attacks private people with no connections to other governments. Kolkhorst previously said that she filed the bill out of fear that Chinese entities are trying to buy up big chunks of land. A state representative from Austin files a bill to boost the pay of state employees.
Democrat State Rep John Busey filed House Bill 202. It would increase state employee pay by $10,000 a year, including at colleges and universities, along with proportional raises for part-time state employees. Busey says we've got the money thanks to that surplus, and with billions more in revenue anticipated, he says the legislature needs to get this done. And according to Busey's office, state agencies last year saw the highest turnover in a decade, with the most common reason cited by employees poor pay, insufficient benefits. Patrick Osborne, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:36. It is 35 degrees. This look of news is brought to you by Roosters Bike and Coffee Shop. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Weather is brought to you by Malik Plumbing. Septic tanks are backing up due to heavy rainfall. Call Malik Plumbing today to schedule your septic inspection before disaster strikes your home. Malik, making a difference.
Look for a lot of sunshine today. We'll see temperatures reach the upper 50s by mid to late afternoon. Clouds will be moving back in overnight. A few showers after midnight. Breezy, mid-40s. Showers and thunderstorms Tuesday. A couple of these could be strong. Windy, 55. Early showers, then mostly cloudy Tuesday night. Upper 30s. Partly sunny, low 50s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
Time to find out what's going on in the arts, and Cherie's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, and you?
Great. You brought a guest with you?
I sure did. I brought Elena with the Friends of Chamber Music.
Good morning, Elena. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Welcome back. So tell us what's your latest program that we're here to talk about.
Our spring semester opens with a fantastic artist. Her name is Midori. Midori Goto is her official full name, but her stage name is Midori. She is a Japanese-born artist, but she moved to the States at the age of 10, and she is the stellar global artist.
Well, tell us a little bit about the program she'll present.
The program is very significant because this year, this season, commemorates in her professional career 40th anniversary of that first performance with the New York Philharmonic, who skyrocketed at that age and maintained that status of global artist over four decades. Over her entire career, one of her passions regarding music has been music of Bach. And that composer wrote pretty difficult music for strings. One of his most complicated compositions is Chaconne, that she will actually perform here in College Station. So it will be music of Bach plus music of contemporary composers whom she commissioned those works. And that combination, contemporary music and Bach, gives a full big scale of what her artistic abilities are, what her virtuosic abilities are, because Midori is known all over the world as being absolutely perfect, if we could say that, absolutely impeccable. Her performances bridge on that gap that is always left between a perfect edited performance and live in-person performance.
Now tell us when and where.
It is February the 7th in Rada Theater at 7. February 7 at 7 in Rada Theater. Yeah.
Now, if they want tickets, what do they do?
They go either to the Friends of Chamber Music website, which is fcmtx.org, or one can go straight to MSC box office.
How many more programs do you have in the spring semester?
We have three, all of them hugely different. We start with solo violin. We go with the organ performance that will be played by one of the prominent German organists of his generation in March. And then in late April, we have a small ensemble of early music that is totally a rarity and exotic thing with exotic unknown instruments that everybody would like to see.
Well, your organization's brought some fabulous music here. Thanks for the time this morning.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet. What else you got for us?
Oh my gosh, Scott, you talk about things happening at the Arts Council. We have Art We Love that's happening in our gallery until February 11th, and that is an array of different artists that are in the Visual Arts Society. And then we have Boots and Barbecue happening on February 25th from noon to 3. And then Empty Bowls Jr., which will be happening on March 4th at Allen Honda from 10 to 1. And then we have Stories at the Gallery on March 2nd with Connor Knight. And then guess what we have going on?
What?
we have rural grants out and open for our affiliates who live in our rural areas.
Okay, now's your time, right?
That's right. Yep. So if you want any more information that's happening at the Arts Council, just go to acbv.org.
Hey, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by McCafferty Electric. They light up your life.
8:45, the Infomaniacs, Dusty in the WC Tractor Studio, your local Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Chelsea, I want to go back to the story that you were talking about, the Dennis Maloney talking about the utility charges.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you guys seeing new charges in your utility bills?
I don't pay that close attention.
I live in a different utility, but...
Right.
Yeah, so I just started paying for utilities in August when I moved into my own apartment. That was something that my roommate slash landlord always took care of in the beginning, and that was just included in my rent, like when I was living with the boys. So it's something that I see a number every month, and I know it comes out of my bank account, but that's all I really pay attention to.
I'm still getting adjusted to the new home because obviously it's larger than our previous one, and so... as far as how much is it going to cost me in the wintertime versus right. the summer, mm-hmm. I haven't looked right through the bill and seen, okay, well, this.
Well, we started getting a new charge on our bill.
Okay.
Okay.
That will, the utility, the co-op that I get power from had to borrow money to pay off the exorbitant bills from 2 years ago, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So now they're charging us back, and it's like a little over 10% increase in the utility bills.
I mean, that's pretty substantial increase.
Right, to pay back the note that they had to get to pay because they don't generate their own electricity.
Right.
So
I will say
their costs went up. They borrowed money to pay them off, and now we're getting to pay them back on a monthly basis.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense to do it that way versus a lump sum, or what a lot of people were fearing, you know, at the time when some apocalypse hit.
Oh, yeah, you would have had to pay it all at once.
Oh, yeah, that would have been astronomical. I mean, they've got to make that up somehow, some way, right?
Yeah, I have no idea how long this fee goes. It had a little note with it to explain what the new fee was, and it goes until it's paid off, I guess. So
yeah.
I didn't know if BTU or I assume you're not at BTU and Snook, right?
No, I am.
Oh, you are?
Okay. Oh, yeah. We're BTU.
I didn't know if they were doing the same thing because obviously they generate power. They probably made money, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to go back and look at my bill just to double check. I was kind of surprised.
I was just curious.
At this last month, how high it was, even though, you know, it was the wintertime and we're not obviously running the AC as much. And then you had some mild days where you really weren't running the heater either. But yeah, no, it's. They've got to make that money back somehow, some way. It is a business, and I understand people are upset about it, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know that my bill is now going up because of it. Chelsea, you went to a birthday party this weekend?
I did go to a birthday party this weekend. My niece Wyatt she turns 5 tomorrow, but she had her birthday party yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday to her.
Yeah, thank you. And so they actually decided to do it out at Power Sports, which if you're a parent, you've probably been out there at least once for a birthday party. So it's pretty cool. For the first hour, they let them just run around rampant on all the gymnastics equipment. And they basically say there's a couple of things that are off limits for the little ones, but for the most part, it's just kind of, you know, try not to bump your head on anything hard.
Whatever you pay to get the kids exhausted was worth it.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And then they took a small break for cake and snacks. And then they have another half of the building is kind of like an indoor jungle gym treehouse type thing.
Yeah.
And so they got to play on that. But it's pretty cool. So it's interesting. It was a little bit of a theme. I mean, other kids didn't dress up, but Wyatt's mom, Allison, she's really, really creative. And she is into anime. And so Wyatt also, I guess, has found to like, it's cartoons and stuff. It's pretty cool. But she dressed up Wyatt as Sailor Moon, which is a Japanese anime character from the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes. But her costume was absolutely fabulous. It was so cute. And she was, I mean, accessories, pieces of it started coming off as the party went on, like the gloves and the headband and everything like that.
Yeah, that wasn't going to work on the
trailer. No, but she was able to keep most of it on, and so it was really, really cute. But yeah, let me tell you, though, that's the way to go. You run them ragged for about 2 hours, and then hopefully they take some pretty good naps on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Pretty solid for a five-year-old.
It was. So, yeah, I'll have to mention that again in birthdays tomorrow, but she'll be the big five tomorrow. Great. So it's crazy to think that, you know, she's not mine, but it's, you know, I've obviously watched her grow up, and right. Five's a big one, and it's just kind of wild. So she'll be going into kindergarten next year.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. Mm-hmm. Chachi Chelsea's pretty close.
Yep, Chachi.
But it is funny how you're combating it, right? You feed them up on sugar, and then you make them go and run it off.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And then it kind of balances itself out.
Yeah, yeah. So it was fun.
For me right now, this time of year, my grandkids have basketball.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Little kid basketball.
Yeah.
So
little dribblers.
Little dribblers, right?
What's the score of those games?
Yeah, I was going to say.
They vary greatly, but let's see.
Did they score 12 and a half? Because that would have been more than Florida the other day.
In a half? No. I think the final... there was like a 14-15 final.
Defensive battle.
Yeah.
The defensive battle.
No, it's not one of those. At least they do keep score, though. It's not one of those leagues that they just let the kids go out there and
run around, have fun.
Well,
yeah.
No. All right. Well, good. There's winners and losers.
It's a good time. You know, and
do any of the parents get way too into it?
A few.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think people generally understand. It's when you get to the national, the all-star type tournaments.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And then that gets rough.
Yeah.
And, you know, we host the national in Franklin about every 3 years.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
And I usually am a gym administrator, so I'll go do that.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
Basically a bouncer.
Big
to
time,
keep
yeah.
parents away from the refs.
It turned into that this last time, and I did
not,
not
surprised.
Enjoy it.
I'm not surprised.
You know, I've enjoyed it for years. And the worst... is the third and fourth graders.
Really?
Those parents, I guess, haven't been around long enough.
Maybe, yeah.
Right? They're not used to seeing their kids lose.
And they're still young enough to think they can duke it out. I don't know.
You know, they haven't calmed down. You know, once you get a little bit older, those parents have kind of been through the winning and losing.
That's true.
And they calm down. Those third and fourth grade parents at those national tournaments. And
this is when they get the scholarship.
People are just...
They're
awful.
A little wound up.
Yeah. Let your kids have fun, man. Just don't spoil it for them by acting a fool.
It's a good time, though. I enjoy it. It's the best dollar I spend every Saturday this time of year.
Yeah.
And mom enjoys it because they're tired.
Yeah.
Third grade grandson, he had two games, so he was good and tired.
Okay. I drove.
No problem going to bed.
I drove by Veterans Park this weekend, and there was some massive soccer tournament going on out there. And that's all I could think of is, first of all, Saturday was not great weather. Sunday was cold still, but at least it was sunny. But I saw a bunch of parents out there in kind of the rainy drizzle on Saturday morning. And I was like, oh, that does not look fun.
Hey, oh, joy.
You know it from your days playing softball.
Oh, yeah.
Your weather's about to get nasty because softball's starting up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's about to finally get winter.
Mm-hmm.
Be right back. 8:55, Dusty in for Scott this morning. Good morning from the Infomaniacs. So this weekend I finished watching the series I'm watching on Netflix. I need
Which
you guys.
Is?
The Recruit.
Oh, okay. Oh. I've heard of that. I haven't seen it.
I enjoyed it. I mean...
Who's in it?
Obviously, I don't know.
Oh,
people.
Okay.
I mean,
not be anybody that's big.
No one I'd ever noticed before.
Okay.
No, that's not true. The guy that...
It looks like a young Mark Ruffalo.
The guy that's the boss and the CIA boss, he's familiar to me. But
okay. In
general, these people aren't, you know, and some of the...
Oh, it's a comedy drama.
Kind
of,
yeah.
That's what, or at least that's how it's described when I Google.
A fledgling CIA lawyer gets caught up in a dangerous game of international politics when a former asset threatens to expose the nature of her relationship with the agency unless they clear her name.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I don't really recognize any of the names either.
Only one season of it. I don't know if it was 8 or 10 episodes, but
so
I need something else now.
The main character, though, is a female?
The main character's a male.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe they messed that up on the description then because they used her.
But the asset is, you know, I mean, I guess she's just as much of a lead. It's really about the guy that's the lawyer for the CIA.
Oh, okay. I got you. The asset is a female.
Is a female. So,
all right. I understand.
So
it was a good show except for the, you know, all the 20-something stuff that I don't really care about. Okay. Right?
That you don't understand.
So right. I had a weird streaming, I guess, faux pas this weekend. So I decided I was finally going to start Yellowstone back up, and I was going to download the Paramount app so I could do that. Because I watched the first...
Paramount app.
Okay. So did you know that there's a Paramount Network and then a Paramount Plus?
I did, and I don't know why that there is. Yeah. But...
So there's two different apps, and there's... They're two different services.
Correct.
So when I download Paramount Plus, because every streaming network is plus something, right? Disney Plus, ESPN, you know, whatever. I'm like searching for Yellowstone. First of all, thinking it's going to be the first thing that like pops up on the home screen, and it's nowhere to be found. Now the 23. Yeah, that shows up. There's like other things. So when I Google and I realize I have now downloaded and like paid for this membership that doesn't even have the show I want to watch. And so I just found that to be, I had no idea there were two different apps.
I think Paramount Plus is basically Taylor Sheridan's love child.
Is yes. So what I ended up doing is I was like, well, I'm at least gonna watch a show that looks interesting and get at least a month worth out of this, you know, membership that I just paid for. So Mayor of Kingstown is on Paramount Plus, which is
Are you enjoying that?
So I typically do not like prison shows. Like prison just scares me.
Yeah, Shawshank Redemption, not your fan.
Yeah. I mean, I did watch Orange is the New Black, but that was a little bit different. And so I wanted to give it a try because people have been talking about it. And then obviously with Jeremy Renner just being in the news lately too. So it's intense, don't get me wrong, and I like dark stuff. But yeah, I watched about 4 or 5 episodes this weekend, and I liked it. I liked it a lot. I'm going to keep watching it. So I needed something on Paramount Plus since that's what I paid for.
And that's a Taylor Sheridan gig. Pretty much all the shows that are on there are Taylor Sheridan.
Pretty much.
Yes.
1883, which is the prequel for Yellowstone, was only on Plus.
Slow. That's on there.
I never watched it.
People liked it, but I'm glad I didn't go with that one. I'm glad I went with Mayor of Kingstown instead.
And 1923 is also on there, the one with Harrison Ford. Now, what Paramount will do is after Yellowstone, they would give us like a little sneak peek. They would give you,
One episode.
Yeah, one episode of whatever they were playing on Paramount Plus.
Oh,
so you would see the first episode or first two episodes, I guess. They would do it in consecutive weeks of 1923. And then it says for more, download Paramount Plus.
And I think it's like $5. It's not a super expensive. No. Oh, Tulsa King.
Yeah. I've only seen 2 or 3 episodes of it, but I liked it. It's funny.
Yeah, when he goes into the pot shop and just knocks that dude out. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
So I have options. But anyway, I would recommend Mayor of Kingstown to anyone who's interested.
Yeah.
So far.
That's got Coach Taylor in it, too.
Mm-hmm. For a little bit.
There you go. All right. Hey, I played all the commercials. That was my only goal for today.
Nice job. Day one down.
Yep.
The Infomaniacs on 1620-945 WTAW College Station, Brian.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.